Broadcasting live from the beautiful Sheraton Imperial Hotel in Durham, North Carolina, it's the North Carolina Technology Association's State of Technology Conference. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hello and welcome back. It's Ann Revell-Petcher with Mike Lauer.
We're moving right along here at NCTA.
Yeah, we took a little bit longer break than we expected, but that's okay because we got Ben Zenick with us now.
We have Ben Zenick with Zenkos, the CEO and the COO and the founder of Zenkos.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here today at the conference and to join you guys on the radio.
Yeah, we're excited
Great.
To have you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about Zenkos. What is it that you do?
We are a BI consulting shop. We work with companies like SAS to work with their customers to implement their software.
So BI being?
Business intelligence.
Thank you. And I realize we're at NCTA, but there may be people listening who don't know
I didn't
what
BI know.
Is.
I didn't know. I'm so, totally
so we,
ignorant.
We specialize in business intelligence and analytics. And, you know, one of the main areas that we're talking about here today is around mobile. So, you know, I'm going to be on a panel a little bit later today talking about mobile BI. And so being able to talk to you guys about it beforehand will get me warmed up for the panel discussion.
That's the goal. This is about you.
About me. Good.
That's
good.
Right.
I like
it's always
that. I like
about
that.
You. It's always about you, Ben. So mobile business intelligence, what are we getting out of, what kind of business intelligence are we getting out of mobile?
That's a good question. You know, I think one of the things around mobile BI is it's not really any different than your traditional historical BI type business intelligence, implementations. It's just another type of device that both consulting companies, vendors, as well as organizations have to worry about people using and deploying technology and solutions too.
Sure.
So it kind of adds on top of, okay, well, I've got a laptop or I've got a desktop and I'm looking at reports or I'm performing analytics or looking at other types of content. So how do I now take that from, you know, your traditional sitting in a chair to on the road, in store, you know, big in, like if you're in a retail store, how can somebody use
right.
a mobile device?
So, yeah, they want these metrics and they want them now. I mean, from wherever they are, I know how it is. And you think about it, you're like, oh, I got to know this, right? So, right. So you're how do you solve these problems? Where is your handoff and what exactly is your role at Zenkos?
So, you hit it on the head, though. I mean, it's business intelligence and analytics is all about getting the right information to the right people at the right time.
Exactly, which is when they think about it. Yeah,
exactly. And unfortunately, the right time, like you said, is right now.
Right now, please.
Yes.
Hurry yesterday. Up. Yesterday would be good.
I'm waiting. I want to know what's happening next. And so our role is to go in and work with organizations to come up with strategies for not only implementing mobile solutions, but business intelligence and analytical solutions in general. And for us, mobile is just another mechanism for getting information to people, whether it's analytics, whether it's, you know, just historical type reporting, or being able to do predictive type stuff. So, you know, it's, you know, thinking about maybe retail, right? So I'm going to have this many people coming through my front door. How should I interact with them? What's the best way to get my message across? Or how do I interact and identify issues quicker? You know, being able to push content to people instead of having them have to pull content. And pushing is easier if they're carrying a mobile device than if they're carrying a laptop or desktop around in their store.
Absolutely. I mean, have you tried to travel with a desktop?
Very difficult. Very difficult.
My first laptop was a desktop. I swear to God.
So, you know, I travel with these and they might as well be desktops. Look.
Doesn't fit in the overhead, does it?
No, absolutely not. Well, this mobile trend is huge. I mean, I'm a firm believer that, you know, the desktop's going to be in the museum next to the 8-track. You know?
No way.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love me a desktop.
No. I mean, everyone's moving. Everyone's got things to do on the go. And so you're providing a solution to their problem from wherever they are. And a lot of people, you know, they have these devices in their pockets now, sure. And especially in retail. And even, you know, in businesses, I mean, they have, you know, they're given an iPad. And they, if they can, they do most everything they could from that iPad. I mean, why wouldn't they, right?
Agree.
Well, Ben, so tell me first of all a little bit about your customer. Who's a typical customer for you?
So we work with both small and medium businesses across a variety of industries. And so those could include financial services, health and life sciences, state and local governments, as well as federal government. So our customer base is pretty broad. Our specialty, you know, we do have people that are very experienced in different industries. However, our specialty is really helping across industries understand how to use their data better.
So that's why they seek you out, because they're trying to figure out, okay, I'm getting this data, or I have data out there, and I'm not getting it. How do I capture it? How do I analyze it?
Yeah, right. So here are the numbers. Now, what do they mean?
Exactly.
And how do I apply it?
Right. How do you apply it? So once you get the information, what do you do with it? Or even better, only give me the information that I need to act on.
Yeah, right. Don't show me how the sausage is made. I just want the product.
That's right. Exactly.
So mobile BI becomes important for what businesses specifically?
My opinion is, you know, everybody can use mobile BI, but it's really important for businesses that are looking at operational BI or operational analytics.
So they're going to be of a certain size. You know, they're certainly not going to necessarily be a 10-person insurance company.
Right. Yeah. I mean, larger companies that are spread out.
Lots of guys traveling or that kind of stuff, right?
Right. Yep. I think it's good for
sales. I'm sure sales is a big one. Yeah.
And they're looking mostly for information on their customers, how their customers are using the products.
Right. Mostly information on their customers,
okay. So they can evolve their strategy. Right.
Exactly.
I mean, it's huge, especially on the go. I mean, you want to be able to do it from GoGo InFlight.
Exactly, yeah. So I'm going to visit
meeting him at the airport. Right. I need to know the best way to attack this.
Yes, I haven't researched this guy yet. What have they done in the past, and how do I now, what are the best products to start pushing them for the future? Okay. How can they use our products to better their business?
What have they bought in the past? You know,
exactly.
Right.
Is there a time that mobile BI is not appropriate for a business?
I think appropriate and not appropriate is not the way to address it. I think it's really around what are you trying to do it as an organization, and who are your end users, and who are your consumers for your products, and really getting the right information to not only your people but to your customers, and being able to use whatever content's being pushed out there in a meaningful way. I think a lot of people get lost in the novelty of, you know, I have my mobile device, I want to look at everything on it. You know, you really need to still evaluate, is it valuable to you as an organization?
Yeah.
Or you as an end user to have it on your mobile device?
Or is it just another shiny object?
Right. Yeah. It's definitely, and new is actually an interesting term when you talk about mobile BI and mobile analytics, because it's really been going on since the early 90s strong, because... Yeah. You know, originally you had the Palm Pilots and small flip phones.
I remember my Palm Pilot. Aww.
Well, we were pushing content to those devices.
Yes, absolutely. Right.
And it was only a push. I think that's really where you've seen a transition and a difference, is it was a push of historical information that, you know, a report from yesterday.
Yeah.
And so the transition and the value I think that you're seeing, and where it is appropriate, is where you're looking for people to pull information or get information pushed to them that is actionable, like analytics, being able to predict what somebody might do if you do something.
Wow. Okay.
Well, the time frame on this is just so changed. The window that I need the information is smaller now, right? Because things happen faster. The world is getting flat again.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just critical for companies to have this available to them, right? I mean,
correct.
If you don't, you're already behind.
Correct. And, you know, I think another big, right, you got to stay ahead. So you need to be able to get information quicker. You need to be able to take that information and make sure it's actionable, and be able to not just look at what's happening in the past and behind you, but really be able to see how does that impact you going forward. And I think that's general for business intelligence and analytics. And it just so happens that mobile is another application for it.
I mean, a lot of companies can say, oh, here's the data and here's kind of what it means. But that predictive part, I mean, that's kind of what sets you guys apart from the rest of the crowd, right?
Right. And, you know, we've had the opportunity through partnerships with SAS to be able to be sort of on the forefront of those predictive analytics.
Sure.
And whether or not there's different, and they have solutions for mobile, but whether or not there's a solution for it, it's how you leverage the strength of the predictive analytics and the strength of the analytics in general to push content out to the appropriate people.
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah. Wait, because I wanted to talk about, you've won some awards for the work that you've done.
Yes.
Have these been specific applications that people have on their mobile devices that you've won the awards for? Describe for us what your work looks like.
So we do build specific, we don't necessarily build apps for mobile devices. We're not a software development shop building apps for mobile devices. We build solutions that allow companies to, you know, allow our customers to have their customers access information. So they're the subject matter experts, and we build solutions for them that provide content to their companies. So whether it's a law firm that wants to know how they benchmark against their against other law firms, whether it's somebody that is trying to make decisions based on compliance, quick decisions. So you know, it's really around the application of generating the analytics, generating the alerts, building a system that can immediately detect issues or changes.
Yeah.
And that's our specialty, is really defining with an organization what is it that you're trying to do.
So you consult. You don't just, you know, here's my product, it'll fix your problem. You kind of figure out how to play nice with what they already have, their infrastructure.
Right. So and as well as make recommendations on what kind of infrastructure they might need to be successful. So it's
including people
are huge, right? So
absolutely,
there's you know, anytime you go into one of these projects that we do, there's three sort of main components to it. It's the people, the processes, and the technology.
Right.
The technology is probably the easier one to solve. It's really around making sure that you've got a strategy in place to train your people if they're not already trained on the new technologies that are coming out, and that you have processes defined to be able to deliver content iteratively and quickly, so that you're not only getting information to somebody quickly, but as the type of information changes, you can get that information out quickly as well.
Wow. So what, you're growing quickly. When did you found the company?
2000.
Okay. And you keep growing.
Right.
What are the big challenges for you as a company?
Probably staying up with the technology, just like everybody else.
Yeah. It's every day.
Yeah, it does. And knowing what technology to take serious.
Yeah.
There's a lot of open source out there that's involved in mobile and big data, right? So what do you take serious and what do you not? So you always have to be evaluating that, but also know what it is so that you can give guidance to your end users.
Yeah. I would think, too, one of the bigger challenges might be helping companies find you. To know that you exist, to know that there is a resource.
Right, absolutely. And we've been pushing that. Historically, our marketing was more word of mouth and partnering with our partners to get our name out.
And SaaS and through, you know, the like.
Yeah, and so we've over the last year, we have started working with a company called Telling Media, and they're actually out of Atlanta as well. And they've really helped us work with our customers to decide how do we market ourselves as an organization to get it out there and to be able to show people, hey, we're staying on top of what's out there in the industry. And so they've helped us go through this great process, this great rebranding process.
Excellent.
Yeah, where not only do we learn about ourselves internally, but they've gone out and interviewed
our
customers.
Isn't that helpful? That's so helpful.
Well,
it was amazing.
And it's got to be a lot of relationship-based, too, with your clients. I mean, for example, SaaS, I mean, you've been working with them for...
I worked there before I started the company.
Okay, so since you started, you've been working with them.
Right.
So, I mean, maintaining a relationship and getting to know your customer and that repeat business, I mean, that's going to keep you afloat, man, right?
Yeah.
So when you find that person, you got to maintain that relationship.
It's all about references within a company and getting external and internal references.
Because they're going to talk about you.
Absolutely.
Is it going to be good or bad?
right.
Exactly.
Yes, we want to make sure that when we analyze our data, that it's good.
You don't want to be the cable company.
That's right. That's right. No, we don't. No.
So where can people go to learn more about you guys?
So our website's a great resource. It's www.zencos.com, Z-E-N-C-O-S. And we have a great resource section out there, both on blogs as well as other content that we're producing, how-to videos. We don't only want to help customers and consumers out there by coming to get our services, but we also are trying to create a collaborative environment where you can come to us and provide suggestions.
That's huge. I mean, that's great. You guys are doing some great work. That's exciting stuff, man.
Thank you.
All right. Well, this has been really fun. Thanks for coming in and having a chat with us. We look forward to hearing more from you on the panel this afternoon.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. And we're going to take a quick little break here and be back in a few minutes.